dear handsome bear. I'm surprised that no one has bought you and taken you home.
So am I,
replied Wollstonecraft, and although he tried very hard to stop it, a tear rolled down his furry cheek. Rita Rabbit looked closely at Wollstonecraft from every angle. She peered into his face and circled around him, her nose twitching. He had noticed that bunnies' noses twitch a lot. Then she sat down and remained deep in thought for a very long time.
Well?
He asked her, unable to stand the suspense any longer.
What do you think is wrong with me? Why doesn't anyone want to buy me?
It must be your name, Rita answered.
My name?
Exclaimed Wollstonecraft.
Why, what's wrong with my name?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with your name, Rita replied. Wollstonecraft is a wonderful name, but it's too long for some people to say. Not everyone can pronounce it properly. Now, Wollstonecraft had always been able to say his name correctly. But then it was his very own name, and everyone can say his or her own name. At least he thought that they could. Not when they were very little, of course. He couldn't say his name when he was a tiny baby bear. But after he started going to school, he knew it very well. Wollstonecraft, the teacher would call out, will you recite the alphabet for us today? And he would name all the letters from A to Z, all 26 of them. He was a very smart bear.